Hey there, friends, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open a true heavyweight, Security Analysis by Benjamin Graham and David Dodd. Sophie, I have to ask, what's the big deal about a book that was written back in 1934?
Hey there, Sam. Well, for starters, it's basically the investing Bible. Graham and Dodd wrote this after the Great Depression to teach people how to invest intelligently, not just gamble on stocks. And it's still relevant today, which is wild considering how much the world has changed.
Okay, so I'll admit, I was a little intimidated by the title. It sounds dry, but once I got into it, I realized it's packed with these really practical ideas. One thing that jumped out at me right away is the difference between investing and speculating.
Oh, that's such a good place to start. Graham and Dodd define an investment as an operation that, after thorough analysis, promises safety of principal and an adequate return. Everything else is speculation. It's like the difference between buying a business and betting on a horse.
Right, and that distinction is so important because most people think they're investing when they're really just speculating. They're buying a stock hoping someone else will pay more for it later, which is basically a game of musical chairs.
Exactly. And that's where the concept of intrinsic value comes in. You're not just looking at the price tag, you're asking what the business is actually worth. And then you only buy when the price is way below that value.
And they call that gap the margin of safety, right? That's the idea that you want a buffer. So even if you're wrong about some details, you won't lose your shirt.
Yeah, the margin of safety is like the holy grail of this book. It's the difference between the price you pay and the intrinsic value you've estimated. The bigger the gap, the safer you are. And it's not just about avoiding losses, it's about sleeping well at night.
So how do you actually figure out the intrinsic value? I mean, companies are complex and their financial statements are like another language.
Well, Graham and Dodd were big on looking at the balance sheet, not just the income statement. They wanted to see what a company actually owns and owes, not just what it claims to earn. They even had this technique called net current asset value, or net-net.
Oh, the net-net. That's where you take the current assets and subtract all the liabilities. And if the stock price is below that number, you're basically getting the fixed assets for free.
Right.
And that was a great way to find bargains back in the Depression, when stocks were dirt cheap. But even today, you can find these situations in small, overlooked companies.
But it's not just about buying cheap assets, right? They also talk about earnings power. But they were really skeptical about projections of future growth.
Oh, for sure. They warned that most forecasts are wrong and that the market overpays for the illusion of certainty. Instead, they suggested using a multi-year average of earnings to smooth out the bumps.
So you're looking for companies with stable, predictable earnings, not just one big blowout year.
Exactly. And that's why they preferred large, well-known companies with a long history. They're easier to analyze and less likely to blow up in your face.
Now, I have to bring up Mr. Market, because that metaphor is just brilliant. It's like this imaginary business partner who shows up every day with a different prize for your shares. And he's sometimes euphoric and sometimes depressed.
All right.
And the point is, you don't have to agree with him. You can ignore him or take advantage of his mood swings. The market is there to serve you, not to instruct you.
That's such a freeing idea. It means you don't have to panic when a market drops, because Mr. Market is just having a bad day. You can actually see it as an opportunity to buy more.
And that leads to another big theme, the importance of temperament. You need to be patient and disciplined, especially when your strategy is out of favor. Lots of investors bailed on value investing during the tech bubble, and they missed the recovery.
So it's not just about being smart. It's about being emotionally stable. That's a tough combo.
Tell me about it.
But there's also a lot of practical advice here, like avoiding IPOs and not borrowing money to invest. And they were really critical of management shenanigans like stock options and accounting tricks.
Yeah, it's wild how they were calling out those issues back in the 30s, and they're still happening today. It makes you think that human nature hasn't changed much.
And that's why Seth Klarman's commentary in the modern edition is so valuable. He shows how these principles apply to today's market, where intangible assets like brand strength matter more than factories.
So it's not a dead strategy, even in a tech-driven world?
Not at all. You just have to adapt the tools. Instead of looking at book value, you might look at the moat like a strong brand or a network effect. The key is still to find value and have a margin of safety.
Okay, so what about the efficient market hypothesis? Doesn't it say you can't beat the market because prices already reflect everything?
Right, and Graham and Dodd would have none of that. They saw markets as often irrational, driven by fear and greed. Just look at the dot-com crash or the housing bubble. Those weren't rational prices.
So the book is a direct challenge to the idea that you should just buy an index fund and forget about it.
Exactly. It argues that diligent analysis can uncover mispriced securities, and there are plenty of billionaires like Warren Buffett and Seth Klarman who prove it works.
All right, I'm convinced it's a must-read, but I have to admit, it's a dense book. Any tips for getting through it?
Honestly, it is dense. Some of the examples are from companies that don't exist anymore. But you don't have to memorize every detail. Focus on the core principles like the margin of safety, the difference between investing and speculating, and the idea of Mr. Market.
And maybe read it with a highlighter. I found myself underlining something on almost every page.
For sure. And if you're looking for a quicker way to get the gist, you know there are summaries out there that can help you get the key ideas before you dive into the full book.
Speaking of which, I think I know what my biggest takeaway is going to be. It's the idea that investing is not about outsmarting the market every day. It's about being patient and waiting for the fat pitch that comes with a real margin of safety.
That's a perfect way to put it. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So remember, investing is a discipline, not a guessing game. And with that, we'll see you in the next one.